fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret.
Hope they're okay.
Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, the 16th day of December, year of our Lord, 2021, welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, I'm proud to say that it is still legal to say the Pledge of Allegiance in all 50 states, although very few public schools do it anymore, unfortunately. That's how we start. So everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats. Right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The prepper tip of the day, you'll have some discretionary time the next couple of weeks with the holidays. Inventory your library and fill in the spots, the empty spots. Now, books have a way of getting loaned out and never coming back, walking away, never seen again. So make sure you got the books you need and that you have them where they're supposed to be in a proper spot in your library. We do have patiently waiting agreement, my friend Kirk. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution. They manufacture an excellent line of water filters, including the ReadyPure countertop gravity feed water filter, which comes with a very nice $100 discount on each unit that you buy. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Busy as a beaver, but doing good.
All right. Now, we've had ongoing problems with beavers at my place. They're industrious little critters, and they cause all kinds of problems with my ponds. We have several ponds here, and they have overflow pipes that the beavers want to make the water higher, so they block up the overflow pipes.
Nice.
which causes all kinds of problems. So we check them daily, quite frankly, because they come and they go, and then they build dams on our creek, which causes other problems. And then a flood comes along, washes out the dam, and they start all over. We're having a very mild winter so far here in south central Missouri. It was right at 70 degrees the last few days. And no snow, no ice, which is fine with me. I don't particularly care for snow and ice. The predictions so far of a harsh winter have not come true. That could change, obviously. What's the weather been like in your area the past few weeks,
It's
sir?
up and down. You know, it's like 70 today, and then it drops, you know, 69, and then the next day is like 50, and you know, it's kind of going up and down. But it has not gotten, you know, very cold. You know, I think typically here it usually is like the middle to the end of January before it really starts to get a solid frost. You know, I wish I had the problem you had. You know, we haven't had any rain here, it feels like, in about 5 months. I don't know what's going on. I woke up this morning and looked out the kitchen window, and there was like, you know, 150 chemtrails back and forth across the sky. I wonder if it's somehow related.
I don't know. There's been some attention to chemtrails recently that I haven't seen for a while. And it's really difficult to say without some analysis of what's actually in those chemtrails. Kirk, there's a publication that comes out for pilots. It's a monthly publication. I forwarded that to my, I'm going to pull this up here. Forward to my webmaster to get it posted on my website. And they report the number of pilots that died in 2019, one pilot. And then in 2020, during the height of the pandemic, I think it was six or nine. And now we're at a situation where we've got more than 100 dead. For just the first 9 months of this year. I'm going to pull up the name of the publication is Airline Pilot. This is a monthly publication specifically for commercial airline pilots. This gentleman did a video showing the actual publication. His website is Sixth Sense. SIXTH Sierra India X-ray Tango Hotel Sense. The first, I would say, 10 minutes of the video, 8 or 10 minutes, is about this publication. Then he gets off into other topics. But this is the hard evidence that we've been looking for of the number of airline pilots that are dying. It's a fairly tight, close-knit community. These within any particular airline, like American Airlines, the pilots, they all know each other. It's a small community. They know each other. And of course, it has to be a major topic of discussion between these men and women, there's women pilots also, about what's happening to the coworkers that are just dropping dead. And of course, Kirk, if more than 100 have died, that means there's probably at least 1,000 that have been severely injured or disabled. Typically, in this kind of scenario, it's a ratio of one dead for every 10 injured or seriously ill. And of course, here's what's going on. Commercial airline pilots are already at risk for blood clots because they sit too much. They sit for 8, 10, 12 hours at a time on a regular basis. They're already at risk for blood clots, and then you shoot a juice into their bloodstream that is more likely to give them blood clots. That's a dangerous prescription, isn't it, Kirk?
Yeah, it's the most bizarre thing. I mean, you know, the numbers have skewed so much, you know, in so many ways on so many different metrics that it really makes you think, you know, about what's actually going on, you know, in terms of the
Well,
injection.
there's a term we hear occasionally called canary in the mine. In the mines, in the old days, in the coal mines, they would keep canaries in the coal mine because their respiratory system was more sensitive than human beings. So when the dangerous gas would build up, the canary would drop over dead, and all the miners knew it was time to get the hell out of Dodge, get out of that mine because the canary had died. Well, these pilots are the canary in the mine. And the professional soccer players and other athletes, they're the canary in the mine. Because of their sensitivity due to their profession, in the case of the airline pilots, due to the extreme activity of soccer players, what they're experiencing is ahead of the curve for what everybody else will experience at a little bit later date. And, you know, it's we are, and we talked a lot about this yesterday with Jeff Nyquist. Biological warfare is taking place right now. It's not some future possible make-believe scenario. Biological warfare is taking place right now on the 16th day of December, 2021, and we're seeing the initial casualties. Initial casualties being the airline pilots, the initial casualties being the soccer players, initial casualties being people like my neighbor. My neighbor, Rusty Young, a internationally known guitar player, the lead guitarist for the internationally known rock and roll band Poco. He went through one of these drive-through COVID clot shot vaccination clinics, stuck his arm out the door of his Porsche. 33 days later, he's dead. Our job this morning, Kirk, is to give people a heads up that we are at war. The initial victims are already being buried. The initial victims are already being disabled and becoming seriously ill. The hospitals are filling up already with the victims of the COVID-19 clot shot. Our job this morning, once again, is to warn people, educate people. If they've already got the clot shot and they're not dead or disabled, please don't get the booster. What do you think, Kirk?
No, I agree. I think that there's a lot of risks, obviously, associated with it. It seems to me that there is definitely a planned perspective, you know, behind the scenes. I know that recently you've talked about how it really amounts to, you know, biological warfare on the part of China. And, you know, I would add to that that it seems that some of the Chinese activities were actually funded, you know, by organizations that we as a government participate in, you know, which is crazy. I mean, you know, it's really tough to fight the enemy if you don't know who the enemy is. And we definitely live in a strange time where you really have to keep up, you know, on all the happenings, which can only occur, you know, with a lot of outside reading and research. And I used to, back in high school, I remember one of our teachers, every day he would get up in front of the class and he would say, "Class, pretend you were on a desert thirsting for knowledge." You know, he would try to get everybody in the classroom to get ready to, you know, take in the information that he was going to convey. And that's kind of where we need to be at this point. I think that it definitely is very, very scary times. That's why being prepared is so important.
There's another term that's come into common usage. The term is Quisling. Vidkun Quisling was an officer in the Norwegian army back in the 1930s. And he met in 1939 with Adolf Hitler, urging Adolf Hitler to occupy Norway. By definition, he was a traitor to his country that he took an oath to. And we have Quislings within our government, that and within the private sector, who have been cooperating with the Chinese in their efforts to conquer, colonize, destroy the United States. Quislings, many of them who are traitors. I think the tide will turn. There's going to be a lot of wailing and gnashing of teeth and death and misery between now and final victory. I believe that the United States will be victorious, that the Quislings, the traitors, the communists will be rounded up. They will be tried, they will be convicted, and they will be punished appropriately depending on the level of treason that they were engaged in. In the meantime, what we're hearing out of England, and you may have some input on this next thing here, Kirk, that graphene oxide is being placed in the public water supply in England. Have you heard anything about that, sir?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, this is another area that you could really deep dive into. You know, I've seen a lot of proposals recently that the powers that be are talking about instituting a new type of water purification that would replace, you know, what we've been using for the last 30 years, which is the permeate membrane. They're talking about using the hydrogel material to create a membrane instead, because somehow this is going to be better for the environment. And we all know, you know, based on our outside reading, that the hydrogel is just a bioengineered form of toxin, you know, but with the added advantage of them being able to program various activities into this hydrogel that then takes over inside your body and moves you in a certain direction. It's like transhumanism on steroids, except for, you know, they don't have to plant a device into your body. They can just get this compound into your body. And that kind of goes along with what you're talking about there, because, I mean, think about this. If they outlaw the current water purification system that many of us are using and then institute this in, which they can do. I mean, they totally disrupted the entire faucet and plumbing fixture industry several years ago when they instituted that quote unquote California no lead law. I mean, we brought home some organic eggs from the market the other day. Our chickens aren't laying the way they should because I have to create a new heated area for them. So they've kind of shut down production. So we brought back the, you know, the organic eggs from the market, and on the box, it was marked that these eggs satisfied the California something to do with the eggshell certification. And I'm thinking, you know, what is this? I mean, you know, eggs, when they come out of chickens, especially organic ones, have automatic properties on the shell to fight back bacteria and everything. Somehow now they must be spraying them with some compound that somehow satisfies some kind of certification. And I can assure you that has not been instituted, you know, for our betterment and our health. I mean, no doubt about it. I mean, every time these government agencies get involved, you know, there's a decline in the health and the wellness. And it's just a bizarre set of circumstances. I mean, I don't know that mere discussion, you know, is going to change this.
Well,
I think we've been taken over from within.
If you got pure water, there's nothing wrong with having lead in the pipes. Pure water and lead is not an issue. If you have sodium fluoride in the water, however, that sodium fluoride creates a solution that takes the lead and puts it into solution in the water and you consume it. That's been a problem nationwide since the late 1950s when they introduced sodium fluoride into the drinking water. There never has been a lead paint problem. That was a fiction. That was a fantasy created to cover up what was really going on, which was a sodium fluoride solution leaching lead out of the pipes, which was never a danger or a threat or a health issue at all, as long as the public water supplies were pure water.
That's right. So at this point, I mean, suffice to say, if you're a listener on the phone today, you've got to have mechanisms in your house to deal with treating your water, especially if it's municipal, and really also if it's a well, because I mean, a lot of these farming chemicals and compounds that have been adopted, even mandated, you know, over the last 20, 30 years, are the result of experimentation that's come out of chemicals that were primarily designed for warfare. And we're seeing, you know, more and more toxins, more and more chemicals in the water supply. This is before we really, you know, they introduced the real bioengineering, which I'm telling you, folks, is going to happen. And when it does, I mean, you've got to have the means to purify and filter your own drinking water. It's very, very, very important.
It is. We have a caller on hold here. We got Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, John. The reason why I'm calling in is I want to make an appeal to everyone out there. Right now, Steve and Yana Ben-Nun are facing a lot of financial hardship because of medical expenses. I'm asking everyone out there who knows, you know, about them and how much he has put himself at risk to give us the information that we need. If they could please go to IsraeliNewsLive.org and please help defray the medical costs. He's having to go to Florida because if he had sought medical treatment here for him and his family, things would not go well. His family is being targeted right now because they are trying to silence him. So please, everyone, do what you can to help them out. I intend to do that as well, to whatever degree that I have the ability to.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Really appreciate that. Appreciate the call.
All right.
Here's our break. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Water Revolution, manufacturing the excellent ReadyPure countertop water filter. Tell us about that filter and the discount, if you would, please.
Sure, I'd be happy to. So about 7 years ago, we developed a product called ReadyPure, which is a countertop emergency gravity-fed water filter. It has a very high-quality stainless steel body. It has a very, very high quality, almost billet style stainless steel spout. That's the kind of fixture that you would find on an expensive yacht. I mean, it's just incredible. And the filtration that we use is a finely crafted ceramic here in the U.S. It's designed to remove virtually all the biocontamination in the water. And then in that, we infill that ceramic cartridge with a special carbon and other media blend. And what that does is it really reduces down quite a bit a lot of the disinfectant compounds, the fluorides that are in the water. And really, it addresses water on a number of different levels. I like the unit because it's great if there's an electrical shutdown and you either your well pump or the municipal water is not flowing properly. It's the ideal solution for somebody that's either a single person or they've got maybe just two people in the family. And then, of course, we recommend one of those Ready Pures for every 2 to 3 people. But as an emergency product, you can't beat it. And it's designed to be used daily because of that infill media. So it works with both well water and municipal water. Phenomenal, phenomenal product. We give a $100 discount to all of the John Moore Radio Show listeners. And you can reach us direct at area code 336-525-1015. Again, it's 336-525-1015. That's our company, Water Revolution.
All right. And we need to emphasize a couple of things. First of all, you need one countertop filter for every 3 adults, one for every, we'll say, 4 or 5 children. And there's a $100 discount on each individual one, isn't there?
Yeah, it's a great deal. We've had a lot of people buy multiple units. We also have an accessory cartridge available that you can buy as an option, which is our proprietary antioxidant media that we developed back in 2010. And that converts the water then into a very, very powerful detoxifying product, almost like a wellness water. And certainly not something that you have to have for an emergency, but really great, you know, to be able to drink multi-clustered alkaline ionized water, you know, throughout the day, right out of this Ready Pure system. So it's a really great value.
It is absolutely a great value. And the construction of the Ready Pure is superior to the others. I was a Berkey dealer for years, and I've always known Berkey had a very fragile plastic spigot. I've personally seen those spigots have a pair of vice grips on them to make them work when the plastic spigot broke. That's not going to happen with the Ready Pure, is it?
No, and you don't want to depend on that plastic that comes from overseas, you know, to to get you through the storm. That's for sure.
No, not at all. Not at all. We've got a bottom of the hour break coming up. The call number is 512-248-8252. As we discussed earlier, we are at war right now. It's not the kind of war that we're used to historically, involving you know, aircraft carriers and tanks and bombs and machine guns and so forth. It's biological warfare, which is a quiet, not all that obvious type of warfare, isn't it?
Yeah, and this is the way the wars are going to get fought, you know, moving forward. I there's no doubt in anybody's mind that when the takeover occurs, it's going to happen from within, not from without. And certainly there might be a follow-up force or some other kind of, you know, standard wet action. But I think, you know, as long as they can continue to do what they're doing, they don't need a war. I mean, they can thin down and cull out the population very effectively with the food and water supplies, as long as they can control, you know, what's in those supplies. We see this happening more and more. You know, it's, I tell you, folks, you've got to get protected at home in a variety of different ways and become cognizant about the food that you're buying, that you're putting into your body. Very, very important. I mean, many of us are killing ourselves with our own knives and our own forks. And, you know, I tell people all the time, you've got to eat basic whole foods at least the majority of the time. I mean, we're all guilty of, you know, some snacking, and, you know, that's fine. I mean, we don't want to not enjoy anything. But I think we have to be really careful and make sure that our main nutrition is coming from whole foods. And another thing, you know, missing in the diet has been the paleo nutrition. I mean, this is a huge issue. I mean, you know, my parents grew up eating liver, other organs, not every night, but periodically. There's certain vitamins and nutrition that come from those live organs and animals that you can't get elsewhere. Very, very, very important. I want to talk about this New Zealand prime minister when you get back.
Let's do that when we get back from the break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.thepeoplesvoice.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life
with Extendovite. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, I'm doing more private consultations than ever. I really enjoy working with individuals, families, groups to help them get the clarity, get the focus, obtain the information they need to achieve their goals. Details at my website. Spoke to Tom Berryhill yesterday. He won't be with us this morning. He's busy manufacturing energy cleaners. Yes, he is. The next batch will be 20, 25 units, which will take care of all of October, and we'll be into November units after that. You 46 people waiting for your energy cleaners, you've been very patient, wondering what's going on. Well, we're playing catch-up. Tom Berryhill has the same problems that Ford Motor Company has getting computer chips. Ford had to curtail and cut back on the production of the most popular pickup truck ever manufactured, the F-150. We're getting it done, and we'll be shipping these units beginning Monday and Tuesday of next week. If you have issues with arthritis pain, check out the energy cleaner at my website, the mattress pads that go with it. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Yes, you can place your order right there at my website using PayPal, and you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Kirk, the proprietor of Water Revolution, manufacturing the excellent, high-quality, military-grade, as I call it, countertop water filter. And if people don't have internet access and they want to get one of these filters, what would be the phone number they would call, Kirk?
Well, sure. Yeah, they can call us direct at area code 336-525-1015.
That's 336-525-1015. Had to sneeze there. Well, Kirk, that's good that you're doing this. And you've got the filters in stock ready for immediate shipment if people have a Christmas gift in mind.
We do, and we've got a huge selection of drinking water equipment, not just the Ready Pure. We've got under-counter units. We've got a special going on right now on our new Mod water unit, which is a direct connect under-the-counter system that not only takes care of many of the contaminants in the water, but also creates an alkaline antioxidant energized water right at your tap, all without the need of having to install a second faucet. So it really is a very innovative device. It's on special right now. At $347. That's not going to last long. So give us a call, check us out, and check out our website at libertymanwater.com.
Okay, well, I hope people will do that and that they will get the filters now. Everything's in stock, ready for immediate shipment. The power grid's working. Credit cards are working. FedEx, UPS, the Postal Service are all functioning. It's not necessarily going to be that way forever, is it?
No, I think we're going to see a lot of issues, you know, moving forward. I've already experienced a lot of shortages and had to jump through some hoops to keep our parts inventory up to snuff, which we've been able to do. John, I want to talk about this gal or gal guy or whatever she is that is right now the prime minister of New Zealand. Yeah. This is a very strange thing. Have you seen anything about this Jacinda Ardern?
Here and there, but what have you found out?
I've seen a number of videos that would really strongly indicate to me that she might be a trans, you know, person. That just kicks off the thing. But she announced the other day that orgies can now take place again in New Zealand, but only up to 25 people. And, you know, we've heard a lot of talk, you know, over the last especially 5 years about how what we're really all facing is a death sex cult that has permeated control of a lot of the governments. And this woman or whatever really goes on, I think, to represent that in a way that I've never seen before. And, if you haven't seen those articles and you have access to the internet, I would check this out because this is really, really strange. And, you know, we've seen a lot of issues go on, you know, in New Zealand and Australia, you know, with the COVID issue, and I guess you would say, well, you could call it trumped up. You know, that's probably the wrong word to use. But I mean, you know, they're going crazy over there. I mean, you know, you've got teenagers trying to escape these camps that they then arrest and pull back. I mean, it's a bizarre. Who actually tests negative, by the way? The whole thing is just bizarre. But this woman just takes the cake. I mean, you've got to see this. It's stranger than fiction.
Yeah, well, it is. We got a caller and holder. We got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Kirk, listen, I wanted to just add a little something on this. You mentioned something about the paleo issue with meats and stuff.
That's right.
And I wanted to give you a source where you can get that. If you go to, it's Dr. Cohen's Garden. It's Dr. Cohen's Garden, Dr. Cohen's Garden, garden.com. And he's got all kinds of stuff there. It's all natural nutrition, and he's got these meat bundles that you can order that have paleo meat because he's addressed this issue in the past. So I just wanted to connect you there with that. He's got a lot of other stuff. Also, I've ordered some of this stuff. He's got like vegetable powders and different things like that that are all really good. But, yeah, that, I think I don't know much about this issue, about the paleo issue, but I have heard about it. And so I just wanted to let you know about that. As far as
Yeah, I certainly appreciate that, Charlie. Thank you. And, you know, the basis of this is simply this, that if you have problem with some of your systems in your body or some of your organs, a lot of the time you can address that by taking in the nutrition of that particular organ, you know, from an animal like a cow. And it's just amazing, you know, how that works.
Yeah, I don't know much about it. I know that he's discussed this in the past. And that there was, you know, and about the paleo meat type of thing. And so I don't know a whole lot about it. I just know that there seems to be something going on there. And the stuff you can get from him is all pure. It's, you know, it's nothing is, it's all organic fed stuff, you know. So I would recommend his stuff. I do. He's a good doctor. That's about all I had, really. I was interested in to hear a little more about what you were talking about in New Zealand. I don't understand all that. I know that they're in really having major problems with these lockdowns, and they've got there and in Australia both. They've set up these almost, I guess, what you would call concentration camps.
That's right.
And they're filling them, and these people are being denied basic rights. I know all that, but anyway, I'll listen to your comments offline.
Sure.
I just wanted to hear what you had to say about some more about that. Okay.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Kurt. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for the call. We got open lines at 512-248-8252. It's somewhat surrealistic to really comprehend the fact that we are at war, and it is a fact. War is being waged against the United States, and the West, primarily the English-speaking countries, but not just English-speaking countries, France and Germany, Western countries in general. Africa is not having war waged against it in the same against them the same way we are. Much of Asia is not experiencing the same thing. It looks like a way to defeat the United States and the Western world, the Western culture, to me. It's hard to wrap your brain around it since we're not seeing airplanes shooting at us or bombs being dropped or tanks or machine guns. But it's warfare nonetheless, isn't it, Kirk?
Sure, it's a software approach. You know, soft warfare approach. And, you know, you have to look at the character of some of these politicians to truly understand the mess that we found ourselves in. I mean, it used to be, you know, back when the country was founded, that if you were offered a position as a politician, you didn't want to take it because you had to schlep from wherever you were, you know, to the swamp, you know, outside of Washington and leave your business or whatever you were doing. The pay was almost non-existent. And, you know, now you have a situation where you've got these career politicians that come into play that are nothing more than bad actors. I mean, they're not even good actors. They're bad actors. And many of them have got alliances and affiliations. I mean, how many – what's the number, John, just as an example, the number of congresspeople that have got joint citizenship, many of them with Israel? I mean, the number is huge. I don't know. It's 100, 150. It's some bizarre amount, including a lot of the, you know, famous characters that we see on TV. I find that bizarre. I don't know how anybody could profess to be a representative or a senator here in the U.S. and have joint citizenship with another country. To me, I just find that bizarre. And I can't believe that that's not forbidden, you know, in the Constitution. Evidently, it's not.
Well, no. The congressmen and senators do not need to be natural born citizens. To have a dual citizenship, there's a couple of ways you can do it. One is to have a parent from that country, that would give you a dual citizenship automatically. The other would be to go through the legal process to acquire that status of being a dual citizen. A lot of times you're required to give up your original nationality in order to become a citizen of another country. So there are some hoops to jump through. And I don't know the numbers of congressmen and senators that have that status offhand.
It's high. I know it's high. I don't know the exact number, but it's high. It's uncomfortably high, no question.
Well, most likely they do it for some kind of tax advantage, where they can claim a tax status that would enhance their financial wherewithal.
Sure. Well, you know, the world is run by money, you know, to a great degree. So, you know, what you hear about a political stance, you know, what one politician says or doesn't say is great. I mean, that's all wonderful. But, you know, how they actually spend the money is how you can tell and know exactly where they're headed. And you know, there's an amazing, you know, facsimile between how, you know, the liberals and the conservatives spend money. I mean, it's like they're moving according to a certain agenda. And, you know, it's very, very, very disturbing. And now you see these politicians, you know, come out that are just – they're just playing freaky and weird. And I cannot believe that any mass of any population would knowingly, voluntarily vote, you know, to put these people in control. They've got no background, no business experience. They're just actors. And a lot of them have some really weird, you know, habits and affiliations where they've got no business representing us. And I really take offense with it. I think it's bizarre. And I just don't understand it. I mean, that's the reason why we find ourselves in the mess that we're in. I mean, all of these actions, all of these activities, they have to get funded somewhere, and they get funded out of our tax money. And it's worse than that. I mean, this is tax money that then has been leveraged and borrowed, you know, four and five times over, you know, to the point where it just throws us so deep in debt that there's no way any of us can get out. I mean, it really corners us into a corner in a big way, you know, which is a dangerous thing to have happen.
It is a very dangerous thing to have happen. Absolutely, it is.
I mean, I don't know what we would do if we didn't have independent businesses, you and I, John. I mean, what would we be doing? I mean, if we were an employee, or if we had a business where, you know, it was location specific and we had to fight against these different mandates. I mean, how could we survive? I mean, we wouldn't be able to. We would have to kowtow, you know, as many people have.
Beginning the first week of January, Philadelphia begins draconian COVID vaccine mandates, similar to Los Angeles, making it you won't be able to go into a restaurant unless you can show proof of vaccination. You will not be allowed in a restaurant in Philadelphia after the first week of January, I believe it is. As an adult, unless you can prove your vaccination status. That's going to hurt a lot of businesses, put a lot of businesses out of business. People will stop going to these restaurants. The economy is already hurting. Anything involving discretionary spending, which includes restaurants, movie shows, sporting events, all those things. And they're going to make it even worse. And the people behind us could care less about COVID. What they care about is destroying the U.S. economy, the culture of the U.S., and they will largely achieve their goals. Now, here where I live, there's not going to be any more vaccine mandates or COVID mandates. That's just simply not going to happen. Our governor woke up and smelled the coffee. He has issued orders that's not going to take place in Missouri anymore. Initially, he let the counties make their own decision. That was a massive mistake, because these liberal-controlled counties, such as St. Louis County, Kansas City, they went the wrong direction, destroying hundreds of businesses, destroying lives of people with what they did. And if you live in a place having these mandates, well, you're in the wrong place, quite frankly. That's my opinion. You're in the wrong place. You need to get to a venue that doesn't have these mandates, a place where you can live a normal life, such as most of Missouri, And hopefully that people will do that. The exodus out of these blue states is growing, and it needs to grow. Vote with your feet. If you live in California, New York, places like that, you know, get out of there. Just go to a state where you have freedom, such as the state of Missouri, other places where they don't have these and will not have these COVID-related mandates. For our last break coming up here shortly, the call number is 512-248-8252. And we have time for one or two more calls after the break. Things are getting real dicey here, aren't they, Kirk?
Yeah, I mean, they really are. And if we don't ensure fair and free election, I don't know how we can, you know, secure, you know, a state like Missouri going forward.
Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Kirk, this hour has just flown by. We got a lot of great information out here. It's not too late for people to get a countertop water filter delivered in time for Christmas, is it, sir?
No, we've got plenty of them in stock. We also have a brand new unit that we're starting to market here in January called the Helix Home System. And this is a full-blown, a full point-of-entry automatic backwashing system for your entire house that actually creates the micro-clustered water. It has one of our Helix Energizer devices built into it. Phenomenal, phenomenal value. And that's going to be available here shortly as well. So we've got a lot of exciting things happening.
All right. Well, that's good to know. You got about a minute and a half here to wrap up your thoughts for the week, sir.
Well, I just want to say this, you know, stay vigilant, you know, stay prepared, really put an eye on, you know, what food and what water you're putting into your body and, you know, make moves to fortify, you know, along those lines, either with a ReadyPure water filter or some other filtering device, and really take notice of the foods. You know, if you're eating a lot of artificial synthetic foods that are loaded with these excitotoxins and other additives and preservatives that can really destroy, you know, the body's immune system. And, you know, stock up and make sure you're continuing to take your vitamin D, vitamin K, the zinc and the other very important nutrients, you know, that go along, you know, along with vitamin C, you know, for your immune system, because we really have to stay fortified, you know, to a higher degree than normal with everything that we see going on right now. And we've got to really assume personal responsibility for doing that, because, you know, the agenda is against that, and you don't want to fall prey, you know, to their evil doings. You want to stay fortified and stay prepared.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, sir. We appreciate you being with us, and we'll look forward to having you back next Wednesday.
Yes, sir. That's Thursday, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, John. Hey, have a great weekend, buddy.
Absolutely. Thank you. Top of the hour break coming up, we'll have Dr. Lynn Horowitz with us, and like I like to say, his brain is on fire. What a guy. We give out 4 websites for Dr. Horowitz. He actually has more than that. He's on a mission. He's on a mission to help all Americans have a healthier, better life. That's what he does. That's his passion. And the directions we go are, we simply can't tell in advance what they're going to be with Dr. Horowitz. It'll be a fun hour and a half with Dr. Horowitz. And if you want to ask him a question, be sure and call early. Tom Berryhill will not be with us this morning. He's busy manufacturing energy cleaners today and tomorrow. I don't want to take away from his production time, because we need energy cleaners to get these things shipped out. People have been waiting patiently, some since October. And I'm anxious to get these things out the door so people can get them as quick as possible. So if you do want to talk to Dr. Horowitz, call early. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.